good job, unless it's sinful and wicked, that has nothing to do with your doctrine.
It's my wife, Debbie.
It has nothing to do with your doctrine. The Bible says clear, place your faith in his shed blood and his resurrection. What we must repent. We used to be worldly people. We had to repent and turn towards God. We enter a covenant.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yep.
And always acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Via,
he put me right here.
Via the Holy Spirit, he will direct your path.
I was making $250,000 a year as a highly paid consultant, and he says, we need to do something different. You're getting old.
Yeah.
But he said, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye had not dimmed, neither had his natural force abated from him. He spent the first 40 years in the palace of Pharaoh, learning all of those skills. He had everything at his fingertips.
Yeah, and what was...
He spent the next 40 years, because he was disobedient...
What was his Moses' fate?
He didn't
get to go into the Holy Land because of one sin. Do you know how many men out of 600,000 went into the Holy Land? Two.
At 80 years, God finally had something he could work with. 80 years old. How old are you, Jim?
I am going to be 59.
Yeah. He's not done with you yet.
No,
but you're hard-headed.
I know what God's Word says, and I won't listen to a Calvinist.
Well, I'm not a Calvinist.
Well, I call you a Calvinist because you believe that God picks you. You have no say over your salvation. You're guaranteed no matter what. The Scriptures don't teach that, Scott.
Yeah.
I have a website that proves it. Do you have a website you could show me that proves it?
Line upon line.
Are you a teacher?
Precept.
Are you a teacher? Precept. Do you study the Word of God?
Here a little, there.
Do you study the Word of God? Where could you send me from your teaching?
Paul says.
Where could you send me from your teaching? I can send you to thousands of articles.
We have an unction. I don't need an article. We have an unction.
The Bible says study to be approved.
We have an unction with the Spirit.
Yep.
Whereby we know
all things. Which you can lose by walking away in sin. Go look at the prodigal son. He was alive. He was dead. He was alive again.
You demean God because you do not believe that he's being approved.
Oh no, I don't demean God. God gives me the power to follow him every day in holiness and obedience. And if I turn away into sin, I can destroy my marriage and I can destroy my faith. That is absolutely biblical. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully, there is no sacrifice left for sin. If we willfully sin, we are not in covenant, we're not following, we're not keeping his ways. There is no sacrifice left. God's Word destroys Calvinism. Your mindset. You don't like the label, but that's what it is. Doesn't matter. You take a pig and stick it in the mud and call it a poodle, it's still a pig in the mud. I could see it. I could test it to God's Word.
Where did that come from the Bible? I spend my time...
A pig in the wallow. Talks about it in Proverbs. Peter talked about it too.
I spend most of my time in Psalms these days.
Well,
David had a very special...
Well, I'll tell you what. Psalms is great, but it's not going to give you the doctrine of the New Testament. We need the New Covenant. You'll find that in the New Testament. Paul said, I was given the commandments of God. We have a way to follow. We have the commandments in the New Testament to follow. Psalms was Old Testament. I love the Old Testament, but we're in the New. And Jesus said, we live by every word of the mouth of God. So we use the wisdom from the Old Testament, the archetypes of Jesus coming. We're in the New Covenant. And that New Covenant tells us to strive, to follow, to obey, to endure to salvation. Come out of the world. Come out of false man-made religion. And seek after Christ with all that you are. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God, its righteousness.
God,
if I listen to you, I don't have to seek nothing. God just picks me. It's like a magnet. God just picked me. I don't have to do nothing.
Tell a fool.
I could have stayed a drunk.
You can tell a fool by the magnitude of the multitude of his words.
Really?
You're a motor mouth.
Really? The Bible says to preach the gospel, especially against false teachers.
You're not teaching the Bible.
Sure I am.
You're teaching the strangest.
Sure I am. No, I'm preaching the Word to you. We got to follow the New Testament teachings that Christ gave us through Paul. Not just dabble in the Psalms and say false doctrine. The Bible says test all things. The Bible says test the spirits. When I test you saying a man doesn't have to endure to salvation, that's false doctrine. I'm to reject it.
What do you think of the last days?
Why would we start talking about that? We don't even have the gospel right, Scott. You won't even take a card, so why would I? You can email me, call me, talk about it.
I don't need them.
I guess our conversation's over then.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, why? Call me and email me sometime.
You're looking at Jesus Christ right now.
I'm what?
You are looking at Jesus Christ. He's inside me.
You're Jesus Christ?
You got a problem.
Are you Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Test yourself, Scott. We love you.